Carol Fly with High Tech Answers, and the following is my Hymn 16 in Las Vegas interview with Alan Portella, the CEO of Airstrip.
Alan, it's great to be back at Hymns with you once again for another discussion about what's going on in the industry. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Your Hymn 16 treating you well?
Hymns is actually very cool this year. I think that we're getting much deeper into a lot of the discussions that we had in previous years, but now I think that I'm seeing finally the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I know from experience interoperability is something that you want to talk about and is a real passion. We did a cyber discussion, a webcam discussion last fall on the topic, and I'm sure maybe you were, maybe you weren't, you were at the opening keynotes, and interoperability came up. What were your thoughts about that, the pledge for interoperability?
Well, so first of all, I'm very excited about the fact that we're seeing so much momentum from the provider space, places like the Center for Medical Interoperability that were created by groups of top providers in the country, really figuring out what their interoperability needs are and how they can really enforce those compliance with those requirements or standards. So that's one thing on the provider side. But also what I'd like to see is now that the government is really stepping up to the plate, but it's not just ONC, CMS, it's really also the Senate Health Committee, Health Education, Labor and Practices under Senator Lamar Alexander that now are really paying attention of what does it really mean when we're doing interoperability and what is that the vendors are doing and where is that we're going with this. So this connects to what happened last Monday. You hear now Health and Human Services saying that they are going to really put pressure for vendors to open up, and immediately you see a pledge from a number of vendors saying that they are going to expose open APIs soon. And I think that I would like to describe what this really means.
Sure.
We have been looking at interoperability for a long time, and we have taken an interesting approach in the industry. We started looking at what standards do we have, and we started looking at CCDA for healthcare information exchange. We looked at HL7. Now we're talking about HL7 on steroids being fire. And of course, each of these standards increases the number of clinically relevant parameters that are going to be exposed by those vendors. But if you go to the websites of those vendors on how many of the 80 parameters that FHIR is requiring, how many do they expose today? And you're going to see that it's less than 10. And the plan is to really expose those over the next 3 years. The challenge that we have is that we are moving from a fee-for-service reimbursement model into value-based, and we don't have 3 years to get all the clinically relevant data to the care coordination team with the physician at the center, because what that means is that the doctors and nurses are not going to have the information that is needed to be able to make the right decisions, and as a result of that, they are not going to get the proper reimbursement because they're not going to be able to impact outcomes the way they need to if they had all the information. So when people talk about we are going to expose our open APIs, the way people define open APIs is the dream is basically having vendor A providing an entire API that can sit on a platform with single sign-on context management. So when you click on that API, you're really going into that vendor's application and you can enter an order, you can enter a physician note or a nursing assessment, and you're really interacting with that native solution as an API. But if that becomes available in 3 years, also we have no way of benefiting from that. So there is a temporary solution that people are not addressing, and people should be making a pledge to comply with that, which is our definition and everybody else's definition of an open API in other industry. For us, an open API is that every vendor has very sophisticated tools for data extraction. even though they are, the data is represented in proprietary protocols, if they expose that data immediately, well documented, vendors like us can come in and write interface layers to map that data into standards like JSON or RX norm for meds, Loing for labs, etc., etc. That can be done today. A number of vendors are doing that today. They're saying, I don't give you my open API, but I give you all my data fully documented so you can use it. So it would be interesting if we ask those vendors, are you exposing your data today, well documented, so not a subset, but everything can be utilized? So let me give you an example to close the loop on interoperability. When I said that we are taking the wrong approach, is that we're looking at standards and we are adding more clinically relevant parameters, but we never talk about what is the use case that we're trying to solve. We're pushing vendors to expose more data and we are adding data elements, but nobody's on the other side saying, what workflow are we supporting? What clinical use case? We should do it all the way around, saying, starting with different workflows that are basic for us to be able to improve outcomes, and then see what data is needed and what standards support that. I will give you kind of like a complex workflow. But let's say that you are in a small community hospital and you have a neonatal intensive care unit. And let's say that the doctors in that unit can only take care of 98% of the cases, but there are some cases that you need to fly those babies to an academic medical center or a metropolitan hospital because they have the right specialists for those.